Ela toledot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham holides Yitzchak. These are the chronicles, we'll say, different connotations of the word, of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham was the father, gave birth to Yitzchak.
OU Israel presents...
Come in. Welcome.
Shalom and welcome to another issue of Torah Tidbits Audio. I'm your host, Phil Chernofsky. Recording and first availability, Yom Chamishi, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, 5779, specifically the first of 2 days Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is also the 30th day of Mar Cheshvan, corresponding this year to November 8th. Let me talk a little bit about Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Whenever, I think we've done this many times, but we'll review. Whenever a month, no, backtrack, back step. Jewish months have 29 days or 30 days. Never fewer than 29, never more than 30. Because the average time it takes the moon to cycle through its phases, from our perspective on Earth, is a little more than 29 and a half days. That is why our sages fixed 29 to 30 for the length of a month. Furthermore, in our fixed calendar, they set the number of days per month as opposed to the time of Sanhedrin, past and future, when it is not determined except month by month based on eyewitness testimony of the first visibility of the lunar crescent and regular general visibility and the way they testify before the court, a committee of the Sanhedrin, and months are proclaimed. So Rosh Chodesh is proclaimed, which means that each month can sometimes have 29, sometimes 30, as opposed to the fixed calendar of today. Tishrei, for example, always has 30 days. Mar Cheshvan and Kislev are the two variable months, which I'll explain in a moment. So let's put it like this. Tishrei, 30 days. Mar Cheshvan regularly has 29. Kislev regularly has 30. Tevet, always 29. Shvat, always 30. Adar, when there is one, or the second Adar, when there are two, has 29. The first Adar has 30, but that's an exception to the pattern. Nisan, 30, Iyar, 29, Sivan, 30, Tammuz, 29, Av, 30, Elul, 29. If the moon would take exactly 29 and a half days to go through its phases, then we would keep the alternating 30-29. They would average 29 and a half, and Shalom al Yisrael. But to the time of lunation, which is what it's called from one new moon to the next, is about 44, a little more than 44 minutes, more than 29 and a half. So there has to be an adjustment. I'm not going to go through the whole thing now. You start with the calculation of the average molad of Tishrei. There are rules for fixing Rosh Hashanah. You then do the following Rosh Hashanah. You determine by a different formula whether the year in between the two Rosh Hashanahs has 12 months or 13 months, an extra Adar. And then you need to calculate, which is an easy thing to do, whether the year can be the regular assignment of days per month as I counted out before, or you either need an extra day, in which case the 30th of Mar Cheshvan is added, or you need to take away one day, and in that case, the 30th of Kislev is removed. So there are three statuses as far as Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan and Kislev are concerned. 2930 is the normal assignment. It is called Kiseder or Kisidran, in order. Or you have Chaser, where you have to take away one day, which make it 29 and 29. Or you have to add a day, which makes them 30 days and 30 days, and that's called Shalem. The current year, 5759, is a 13-month year, and it is Shalem, which means it has a total of 385 days, which is the longest possible year. And the shortest would be 353. Other possibilities, 354, 355, 383, and 384. This is a 385-day year, which, a side point, is divisible by 7, which means whatever day of the week Rosh Hashanah was this year, Monday, Tuesday, it's going to be next year, Monday, Tuesday. Anyway, enough of that. So because this year is Shalem, and Mar Cheshvan has a 30th day today, that gives us 2 days Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Today, the 30th of Mar Cheshvan, and tomorrow, the actual first day of Kislev, which also has 30 days, which means next Rosh Chodesh will be 2 days also. And that's the unusual or the rare Rosh Chodesh, which happens to fall out during Chanukah. So you have full Hallel rather than Hallel with skipping and many et ceteras, which we're not going to get involved with now. I will say the following, though, although it's practically irrelevant in practice. When Rosh Chodesh is a Friday or Thursday, Friday, as it is now, then Rosh Chodesh brings us into Shabbat, which is not Rosh Chodesh. People who daven for Shabbat early, which is uncommon during the winter time, but just telling it to you as a fact, will daven Arvit, Ma'ariv, before the sun sets, when many other Jews are still on Rosh Chodesh, but because they are taking Shabbos early, they will daven Arvit without Ya'aleh V'Yavo. And there are people who object to that and frown upon taking Shabbat early with the davening of Arvit in the situation where Friday is Rosh Chodesh. As I said, this is in practice now kind of irrelevant because very, very few people in Israel, and there might be some communities in Scandinavia or Upper Europe where people still take Shabbat early, in which case they have that additional problem that some authorities raise. But let's leave all of that and get on to the business of Parshat Toledot. But before that, let us recite Psalm 121, which is the psalm we use when we do not say Tachanun on that particular day. Psalm 121 is one of the 15 Shir Hamalot, but if you pay attention, it's the one exception, which begins with the words Shir Lama'alot. Why? I really don't know. And in English translation, there's no distinction here in the Koran Siddur. A song of ascents, a song of ascents. Shir Hama'alot, no. Shir Lama'alot, Esa Einai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'oretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomerecha. Hinei Lo Yanum V'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Al Yad Yeminecha. Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yoreach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ra, Yishmoret Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmoret Seitecha Uvoecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Usually I don't translate, going to translate the beginning at the end. I lift my eyes up to the hills, from where will come my help? My help comes from God, maker of heaven and earth. That's the tone of this chapter of Tehillim. And since even at best of times we have problems, and this week the reports of anti-Semitism and shootings of all types are way up there, it's appropriate, I believe, to say some extra Tehillim every day. It ends with, God will guard your going and coming now and forevermore. Okay. I want to start with a song, only because if I don't, I run out of time, and I don't have time for the song. This is a song whose words come from Parshat Toledot. They are from the blessing that Yitzhak apparently was preparing to give to Esav, but instead gave to Yaakov. But then there are commentaries that point out sources that say that it was always supposed to go to Yaakov, and Yitzhak actually confirmed that when he found out about the deception, if in fact it was really a deception. Whether if we get up to there or not, we will see. But the prayer, the blessing that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov is echoed by many people on Motzoi Shabbat. It's a portion of the davening that many people don't say, but it's there in the Siddur, and there are shuls who say it, and there are individuals who say it. We're talking about V'yiten lecha ha'elokim im mital ha'shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz v'rov dagan v'tirosh. May God give you from the dew of the heavens and the fat of the earth and much grain and wine yield. Ya'abducha amim v'yishtachavu lecha le'umim. May nations serve you and other nations bow to you. Have a gevir la'achecha, you shall be the prominent vis-a-vis your brother, v'yishtachavu lecha b'nei imecha, and the other sons of your mother shall bow to you. Orerecha arur, those who curse you should be cursed, umevorechecha baruch, and those who bless you should be blessed. Here it is in song. Vero da gare le sigo shite le khale khale loki vita la shamagi u mishani yares vero da gare le sigo shite le khale khale loki vita la shamagi u mishani yares vero da gare le sigo ahai ahai ahai.
ותן לך לך אלוקים מפעל השמיים ומשמע מיירץ ורובדה גם ובסי ראש ותן לך לך אלוקים מפעל השמיים ומשמע מיירץ ורובדה גם ובסי ראש ותן לך לך
Okay, I would say a major part of Parshat Toledot, of the births of Esav and Yaakov, their rivalry, the trade for the firstborn status, the blessings, very dynamic and very foundational in the history-long enmity from Esav to Yaakov, from the non-Jew to the Jew in general, and specifically some of the nations that descend from Esav or are Esav types. But I want to start with a different point. The Gemara, the Talmud, in Masechet Brachot, brings up the topic of the origin of our prayers, specifically our daily prayers. And we have two statements which we don't consider to be contradictory, but definitely go hand in hand. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Omar, Tfilot Avot Tiknum. First statement is the prayers were established by the patriarchs. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar, Tfilot Keneged Tamidin Tiknum. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi argues, so to speak, with Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, and he said the davening was made to correspond to the daily offerings in the Beit HaMikdash. Let me say that this is not a machloket, a dispute in the standard way where he's right or he's right, or we come to a conclusion one way or the other. These are two different contributing factors to our prayer. The second opinion, that they correspond to the korbanot, simply says that we daven shacharit at the same time as the korban tamid of the morning, the first lamb brought as the first offering of the day, and we daven mincha late afternoon, corresponding to the second lamb that was brought, and we daven Ma'ariv, also known as Arvit, at nighttime, corresponding to the simmering of parts of the daily korbanot on the fires of the altar all night. Then you have the opinion that the patriarchs established the davenings. I must say also that in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, people still davened. It wasn't like when there was a Beit HaMikdash, nobody said any prayers, but they brought a lamb in the morning and a lamb in the afternoon. And then when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, then they told us we have to daven at the same times in place of the korbanot, which no longer take place, or temporarily. Not so. But the davening being established according to the time schedule of the korbanot is the main point of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. And there are many little details that work very well into this idea in our time. However, I want to focus on Tfilot Avot Tiknum, that it was Avraham that established davening in the morning, and we attribute Shacharit to him. This does not mean that he got up in the morning and he davened Shacharit as we know it, but he did pray to God, and the Torah records that he got up early in order to do it, and therefore the Gemara itself at this point links Shacharit with Avraham Avinu. Similarly, with a different limud analysis, you have Yitzchak associated with Mincha, and later, meaning next week's Sedra, you have Ma'ariv associated with Yaakov Avinu. Now, the Avraham connection to Shacharit starts out in Parshat Vayera. Yitzchak with Mincha was in last week's Sedra of Chayei Sarah. And this week, next week in Vayetze, we find the connection of Yaakov with prayer in the evening. But I don't want to leave out this week's Sedra because it starts with prayer. You have Yitzhak and Rivka, who have not been able to produce a child, praying to God. The Torah describes his answering them, and Yaakov and Esav were born subsequently. So it's really more than that. In Vayera, you have Avraham's prayer on behalf of the people of Sodom. Next week, we find Yaakov's prayer for protection on his journey outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then again, upon his encounter after many years with his brother Esav, who had every intention of killing him. And as I mentioned, the prayer at the beginning of Toldot, so we end up with a sequence of Vayera, Chayei Sarah, Toldot, and Vayetze, which touch heavily upon the theme of our prayers. What I want to draw from this, though, is the fact that the formality that is now associated with prayer, when to daven, how often to daven, and what to say, is not fixed in the original. Once upon a time, a person prayed whatever his heart pushed him to pray. If a mother stands by the window of her apartment and looks out at the street where her little boy is crossing the street for the first time and going to the bus stop for the first time. And even though he's meeting a friend or two there, he is essentially going on a bus by himself to school. And she utters a prayer to God that her son should be safe with the traffic, with the bus ride, being alone, without being able to turn to his parents for help. That's a prayer. You can't call it Shacharit, you can't call it Mincha, you can't call it Ma'ariv, but it's a prayer. And we sometimes get so lost in the formal prayers of the sitter that we forget that there are prayers right out of our heart, not scheduled, but sort of spontaneous. And that's part of prayer also. Now, it might sound like I'm rambling a little too much, but let me now focus on an idea that came up in a shiur earlier this week, and it really was a percolation from a couple of weeks ago, and I'll tell you exactly how it went. And it got me thinking, and I want to try to share this with you. According to our standard Jewish ritual, you wake up in the morning, and the first words out of your mouth are Moda ani lefonecha melech chai v'kayam shechazarta mi nishmati b'chemla rabba emunatecha. I timed myself on a mumble of that, and you could do it in 5 seconds, and a fast talker could probably do it in less, and if you take a little bit longer, 6 or 7 seconds, but it is not a long prayer. Moda, or female Moda ani lefonecha, I acknowledge and thank you. Who's the you? Capital Y. Melech Chai V'Kayam, a living and existing king. Shehechezarta b'nishmati b'chemla, that you have restored, returned my soul into me. Rabba emunatecha, your trustworthiness is great. Now, then a person is supposed to go to the bathroom and then wash his hands and seal out your dime and then get dressed, or while he's getting dressed or when he's partially dressed, there are other things to say. But it all begins with Modeh. It is a 12-word sentence which I said could be said in 5 seconds, but I highly recommend against that. And I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you what I believe can be added to this. You wake up, you make the decision that you're waking up now, you're not just going to turn over and go back to sleep. And before you leave your bed, preferably when you sit up in bed, and males should have their head covered at this point, if they go to sleep without a kippah, or if the kippah fell off. And then, I believe, a couple of extra seconds of contemplating, voicelessly, what you're about to do. Because when you contemplate, when you take a moment to think about the fact that you, a lowly human being, are about to speak to God. Now, you're going to do that during the day in the form of tefillot, and in the form of brachot, and in the form of birkat hamazon. But again, I'm focusing on your first act of the day. You think to yourself, I am about to speak to God. And I guess by speaking to God, I am confirming that I believe that there is a God and that he created the world and more, that he places a soul into a body at birth where it remains connected for the person's lifetime, be it a short period of time, ad mea v'yesrim shana, or 120 years or more. That is what I am about to admit, confirm, and state. When I say Moda Ani Lefanecha, that we not only believe in God, but it is to whom we pray. And one of the principles of our faith is it is only to him that we pray. And that's what I'm about to do now. Before I get out of bed, before I wash my hands, before I go to the bathroom, before I do anything else in this world, every single morning, I say to God, I acknowledge and thank you, a living king, the living king, for restoring my soul, since sleep is considered a tiny portion of death. There's even some English expressions that fit it. That guy is sleeping so soundly, he's dead to the world. Doesn't mean, God forbid, that he's dead. But it's a concept that our soul gives a nightly nightly recounting of its activities during the daytime. But more importantly, from my point now, is that we accept and admit and proclaim, yes, I believe in God, and I believe in praying to God, and I believe that our beings are a combination of body and soul, and that this act of his, capital H, restoring my soul, is an act of divine kindness. It's an act of chesed. The wording of Rabba Emunatecha, the concept comes from the book of Eicha, where we say, Chadashim Labekarim, it is new for the mornings, Rabba Emunatecha. And what is new? Chastei Hashem, Kilo Tamu, Kiko Tamnu, Kilo Cholu Rachamav. Doesn't end. It is part of God's ongoing chesed. Add to that a brief thought for the people, young as well as old, who do go to sleep and do not wake up the following morning. It's a very sobering statement. But there's a tremendous difference between rattling off Modani Lefanecha Melech Chai V'Kayom Shechesata Min Hashmasi B'Chem L'Rabba Unonasecha, or thinking about what you're about to say, and saying and meaning, Modeh Ani Lefanecha Melech Chai V'Kayam Shechezarta Bi Nishmati B'Chemla Rabba Emunatecha. Now you have started the day in a very, very powerful and positive way. And later, when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you're going to make that statement of belief in one God again. And in many manners in the course of the day, you're going to confirm this belief. But the fact is that it's the first thing you do in the morning, the first words out of your mouth. And it behooves us to introduce the element of kavanah, intention, and understanding to this statement and not take it for granted. Now, there are a zillion other examples, but I wanted to start with the very first. But here's one that comes a little bit later, not much. You get out of bed, you go to the bathroom, you wash, netilat yadayim, you take care of your bodily needs, and you come out of the bathroom after having washed and dried your hands. And now, or very soon, you're going to formalize this appreciation that you're expressing to God with the brachot that the sages composed for that purpose. a blessing for the washing of the hands. We'll talk about it some other time. Asher Yatzar, we'll talk about that now. Because what we do every single morning and every other time during the day that we successfully tend to the call of nature, as it is politely referred to, we say, blessed are you, God. Blessed, interpreted by some as you are the source of all blessing. You know what? I apologize. I'm not going to continue, but I will say that every single bracha which we make should be accompanied by a moment. How much is a moment? Doesn't matter. It's up to you. A moment of contemplation before you say the bracha. Because a bracha, again, here I am thirsty and I want to drink some water. There are people who will say, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyah Bedvaro, 2 to 3 seconds. If you slow it down and you precede it by a second or two of contemplating the fact that you are about, for a sip of water, you are about to recommit yourself to belief that God is your God, that he is king of the universe, and that everything that exists came into existence because he said so. That is an incredibly powerful statement to make every time you make a bracha. And aside from the hundred brachot a day that we're supposed to say, it could go up from that depending on how often you drink and eat and go to the bathroom and what you say, not the point. But to make that statement every single time you say a bracha is amazing. And we need to think that way. Now, all of this came as a stream of consciousness from the fact that here are Yitzhak and Rivka praying to God, facing each other in hopes of being granted the ability to become pregnant and carry a child. And they got two for the price of one and a whole history in front of them. But the idea that they prayed to God. And when Yitzhak, at the end of last week's Sedra, goes out to the field to commune, he was communing with God. And it does not have to be in the form of a bracha or a tefillah. You can be at the zoo and see an animal behaving in a certain way where your reaction is, wow, look at what God created. That is not only an admiration of nature, it's an appreciation of God's world and a restatement of your belief that God created the world and remains the master of the universe. I could go on and on this. It's one of my favorite topics to come back to all the time. I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to cut the show on the short side because I've had several, let's call them politely, interruptions in the course of the recording session. Of course, that's not what you know when you're listening because I stop the recording and then I continue again. So I apologize to you, but I want to leave you with this strong feeling that unless you say brachot perfectly, you've got room to improve, and it's worthwhile improving. And it takes sometimes slowing down a bit, understanding what you're saying, and appreciating our sages for teaching us and commanding us to say more than just Birkat HaMazon after a satisfying meal. After a satisfying meal, there's a lot of text there, and we show a lot of appreciation, and we should pay attention to what we're saying. But the before brachot are so short and can be said so quickly that it really, really is worthwhile slowing them down. You do not spend that much time, that much more time, but the benefits are priceless, countless. On that note, I will wish you a Chodesh Tov and a Shabbat Shalom, Lehish Tameah.
החודש הזה, כן, הוא התביא חוזר, ותשמע בבית זה, כל ססון וכל סיבה. הזעים מלא משאלותינו, המתייסה בקשתנו, והוא ישלח במעשה ידינו, ברכה והצלחה. הזעים מלא משאלותינו, בקשתנו והוא ישלח במעשה ידינו ברכה והצלחה. החודש הזה, כן, הוא התביא חוזר, תשמע בבית זה, עוד ססון וכל שמחה. הזעים מלא משאלותינו, אמית יעשה בקשתנו, והוא ישלח במעשה ידינו, ברכה והצלחה. הזעים מלא משאלותינו, אמית יעשה בקשתנו, החודש הזה, כן, הוא התביא חוזר, ושמע בבית זה, כל ששון וכל שמחה. הזעים מלא משאלותינו, אמית יעשה בקשתנו, והוא ישלח במעשה ידינו, ברכה והצלחה. הזעים מלא משאלותינו,